When the saints go marching in, put on a wounded knee in that number. When the saints go marching
in. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. We're ready for youth rally. I don't know about y'all. Lord have mercy. These boys and girls got something for you tonight. We've had a bunch of requests for them to say Bible verses. Give me down just a hair. Bible verses tonight. So they're going to do this stuff. Since we're celebrating this weekend the 400th birthday of the greatest book that's ever been on this planet, the King James Bible. Greatest book that's ever been on this planet is the King James Bible. There have been more people won to the Lord Jesus Christ by the preaching of the King James Bible than any other book that's ever been, or is now, or ever will be. And if you were here last night, somebody said I was spitting it out fast. They couldn't get it all, but you can get the DVD and the CD. There's a bunch of stuff on there, and you missed it if you was not here last night. But I'll tell you one thing, these boys and girls are being taught, so they got something they want to say to you tonight, okay? All right. Just a hair.
The King James Bible is God's Word. The shortest Bible verse you've read. I want the Bible.
One book for me, KJV.
This book for me. Then I want the Word of God.
This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book.
This book is all other books, Patrick Ingram.
A fourth-way word in the Bible in the beginning.
The first mention of prayer in the Bible is in Genesis 4:26.
The shortest chapter in the Bible is Psalms 117. It has two verses.
Our country will go on prospering, only if you abide by the principles taught in the Bible.
In the New Testament, there is 27 books. In the Old Testament, there is 39 books.
The last word in the Bible is Amen.
The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalms 119 and has 176 verses.
In the middle of the Bible... The middle verse in the Bible is Psalms 118, verse 8.
The King James Bible is the most loved and treasured book in history.
The Bible that's fallen apart usually belongs to a Christian who's not.
The Bible is the truth without any mixture of error, John Locke.
Andrew Jackson, that book is the rock on which our republic stands.
The Bible is the cornerstone of liberty, Thomas Jefferson.
George Washington said, it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible.
Abraham Lincoln said, the Bible is the best gift God has given to man.
Robert E. Lee said, the Bible has never failed giving me light and strength.
The King James Bible has influenced mankind more than any other book in the history of the world.
The middle verse in the King James Bible is Psalm 118:8. It is better to put trust in the Lord than it is to put confidence in a man.
The KJV Bible contains 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 810,697 verses, 773,663 words, and 3,566,480 letters.
Yeah, man. All right, we're going to have the choir come up here and back them up. Come on, choir. Shining Light Choir, come on, back them up on one. Back them up. Let's go. man. God's good, isn't he? Well, I tell you what, if you missed that evening service, you really missed a blessing. Somebody got saved, and I don't know how many people got right with the Lord in the evening service. So some of y'all that thought, nah, it's just that old evening, you missed the best part yet. You should have been here. You go to a meeting, you get in every bit of it. Bad habit, miss church. Amen. That's sermon number one. There's about five more coming. We're going to sing, The Lord is good. He is good. Isn't he good? Let's sing it out. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
The mics, boys. Amen. Well, I'm glad tonight that I know him. I hope you know him tonight. If you don't, you can before this service is over. I hope you'll listen carefully. Every word, it's important. You teenagers in here tonight, you do realize that most teenagers in the world have never one time been in anything like this. Never. You know him tonight? You're going to be in bad shape if you don't get right with God. I'm telling you. They're going to be hell to pay one of these days for people had preaching all around them and turned it down. Amen. You listen. I know him.
declare his glory. I will stand before you and proclaim
that I love him, yes, I know him. I'm him at the foot of Calvary. I know him, yes, I know him. That's the ball he knows me.
He's moving in this place right now.
Tribute again to what we're singing this weekend. I'm going to let the kids lead us. Where you at, Buzz? There you are. Buzz is going to lead us, and we're going to all sing together that old King James Bible, the blessed old book. So everybody get your Bibles ready. This is the 400th anniversary. Monday morning, May the 2nd, will be 400 years since the King James Bible was published. I didn't mention last night that the first time the Lord come, there had been 400 years of silence. Malachi to Matthew, 400 years of silence. Then John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness. I'm just saying. The first time the Lord come, there had been 400 years of silence. You say, what are you saying? I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying the first time there had been 400 years. You know, the Lord ain't given no extra revelation in 400 years. You might learn something new, but it was already there. Some fella comes along and tells you got something new, you better get away from him. Amen. If it's new, it ain't true. Amen. I'm glad for the blessed old book. Help us sing it tonight. Amen. All right, what's your mind?
It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry. Red when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword. Shelter from life's troubled storms. It's light to my pathway, a lamp to my feet. When the world gets so dark you can't see, well, I'm not made of change.
made a change in me.
Another about the King James Bible. Amen. Say it out, y'all. Indestructible. Amen. Infallible. Living Word of the living God. Go ahead. What makes the difference between Muslims and us? A bunch of stuff. All right, go ahead. Listen now, what makes the difference between a Muslim and me? There's a lot of them. Ours is Holy Ghost conceived. Brother, let me tell you. Yeah. Do you know what settles it all? Ours got up out of the grave. My soul. come on down. Let's stand. Turn around there and shake somebody's hand. Be friendly. Fellowship up a little bit while the choir comes down. Amen. Turn around there and be friendly in the Lord. Turn around there and be friendly in the Lord. Fellowship there a little bit. All you people outside, get on in here. Get on in here. Nobody's outside. You can have a seat now. So have a seat. Everybody sit down. All right. I'll just step in. All right, Todd, come on. Everybody get a seat now. I'm going to let Todd come and give a little testimony tonight. Everybody be seated. Most of you saw the jump a while ago. Wasn't that a blessing? Say amen. Boys and girls, I want y'all to listen. We sing a song that says the world has much to offer to each of us today. They say just do your own thing. It's your life anyway. But God has told us plainly we must come out from them, be a separate people if we're going to live for Him. So tonight, He's going to tell you what the Lord's done in His life. Everybody listen up. You're going to have to get them fans off back there in the back, Brother Ray. Get them back there. Just jerk them out of the wire. I'll come back here and cut them. Amen. I want you to be able to hear. All right.
There you go. Hey, glad to be here. Hey, glad to be here, man. I'll tell you what, I thank the Lord for saving me. Long story short, I got saved when I was a little boy and got away from the Lord and never really grew up in church and started riding motorcycles when I was 7 years old and started racing at the age of 12 and then at 16 turned pro and started riding pro the East Coast Supercross and I believe the Lord gave me a talent. I truly believe that. And you know what? At 18 years old, I was finishing top 10 in the nation. Man, I was making money and traveling, had free bikes and clothes and started getting on TV I was racing against the best guys in the world, McGrath, and all the guys, some of them guys are still out there, but all the top guys, and I had a plan. I had a plan. I was going to be the best, and I had a future, and I believe that, and you know what? 18 years old, making money and traveling, had all that stuff, I didn't have anything hold me back, man, and I had a focus, one focus, and all I cared about was racing, and I didn't have a plan B. And you know what, though? You know, I got invited to youth camp. And you know what? You know, I got invited to youth camp, and the Lord got a hold of my heart. Amen. You know what? I didn't go for youth camp. I went for my girlfriend. And you know what? That's all good, man. Chase them to church. But let the Lord get a hold of you. And you know what? 18 years old, man, I had a plan. I didn't have a plan B. I dropped out of high school. I didn't have a plan B. I wasn't going to be a doctor. I was going to be a pro motocrosser. And I tell you what, man, earrings in both ears, living the life, man, and racing every weekend and had a plan to be the best. And the Lord got a hold of my heart. And you know what? My friends thought I was crazy. And I walked away from racing. I said, I'm not going to race on Sunday. And I'm not mad at the guys that do, and I don't judge them, and the Lord has a plan for them too. And for me, it was that way, and I wish it would have been different, but that's the way He worked with me. And And you know what? At 18 years old, I walked away from everything I ever knew, my future, my living, my money, everything. And let me tell you guys, if you're going to do anything in this life, man, you're going to have to toughen up. You're going to have to make some decisions. And you know what? I didn't have a plan B, but man, I just made some decisions. And you know what? Same with these guys on the front row, Brother Danny, all you guys, and all you guys up here, if you're going to do something, if you're going to stick in this thing, you're going to have to toughen up. It ain't always easy. And man, I've stuck through it and I've stuck in it. Man, there's a lot of times, you know, the devil's tempted me and I've thought, man, I ought to do this and do that. And I'm ready to quit this thing. And you know what? You just got to be tough. You got to be like a duck when the water beads off its back. You just got to keep on going. And man, I'm telling you, this whole thing, it ain't easy, but man, it's good. And you know something? A guy made a comment out there. I told him the pay wasn't that good tearing that ramp down. He said, that's all right. It'll pay in heaven. And you know what? Same with that jumping, same with this here tonight, and same with all this stuff. You know what? The pay not. But let me tell you something. The Lord, He can bless your life here and on the other side. Man, He's been good to me. And I'm telling you, I was sitting right where you were. Man, I had the future ahead of me, guys. I was finishing top 10 in the nation. I walked away from that stuff. And the Lord's blessed me way greater. And listen, man, He's been good to me. And I got way more than I deserve. And you know what? He can do the same for you. And listen, I'm serious as I can be. One night, one decision changed my life. And it can work. It can work for you too. I'm telling you, man, get it in here. All it takes is one time, one decision. And no turning back, man. You gotta be like a prize fighter. You gotta work hard. You gotta keep your head focused, and man, keep your eyes on the Lord, because the devil's out there trying to trip you up all the time. I thank the Lord for saving me, and thank Him for giving me a talent. I'm excited. Dax may one day get to do some great things, and the secret to this thing, those, you gotta be willing to do it, man. You gotta have it in here. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You got to want it. And I thank the Lord for saving me, being good to me, and the opportunity He's given me.
Amen. 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 Well, wasn't that a blessing? And I told you this evening, whatever talent you've got, you better use it for the Lord, because He can take it back away. Well, we had a little complaint last night. We had some people across town got mad because I was bragging on the King James Bible so much. They said, that's not fair. That ain't fair. They said, you didn't represent our group. And I said, well, I don't believe in your group. But I tell you what, I said, just to be fair tonight, we had the King James boys sing last night. So tonight, we have Bibles, what that means. We don't have a Bible. We either got one or we ain't got one. How can you preach a word if you ain't got the word? It still ain't all out of me yet. Been packing it in there for weeks. Glory to God, I'm glad for the Bible. But just to be fair, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us the New Version Boys. Amen. The New Version Boys. Amen. The New Version Boys. Here they are. Let's bring them out. Amen. They demand it too. We'll see they're a little more modern.
Oh my Lord, what a time. Oh my Lord, what a time. From this old world flee to live eternally. Oh my Lord, what a time.
Woo!
Oh my Lord, what a time.
That's 2,000.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world with me to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world with me.
Boys, the New Version boys. They're a little bit different. A little bit different than the King James boys. A little bit different. A little bit different than them Bibles. Then modern versions leave out parts that might be offensive to this generation. So that was the New Version boy. Anyway, all right, we got to do something. I might should have waited to do that later. But we want to take up an offering. We're going to honor the Lord tonight with an offering, and I hope and pray that God lays it on somebody's heart to do something special tonight. We are not making money, believe me. So if you'll give something special tonight, ushers are going to come right quick. Ushers, come on and get our buckets, and we'll give an offering tonight. Everybody give something special. Seriously, there's people in here that can give good. There's some that ain't got a dime to their name. So everybody do what you can. Do what you can. If you give a special offering tonight, it would help us over the hump. And if you believe in this, let's do that tonight. Please help us. Let's stand. Let's stand, please. Let's stand. We've got to get real serious now. Everybody, let's give and honor God. This place is packed full, and people standing around the walls and outside tonight. So there's a lot of people here. A lot of people here. And we're putting out the food, all the other stuff, but we got to get taken care of. The advertising, the rent, the fairgrounds, the food, major expense. And so let's everybody help out tonight. Would you do that? Everybody give now. Everybody give and honor the Lord.